Welcome to the Thriving Authors Podcast, where we delve into all aspects of what it takes to get your dream book out of your heart, onto the page, and into the world, connecting with a wide audience of readers. I'm Dallas, and I don't just want you to be a published author. I want you to be a thriving author, confidently sharing your ideas, making an impact with your words, and owning your unique voice that deserves to be heard. I've spent the past 2 decades immersed in the publishing industry, building my career as a best-selling author of 5 books and counting. As a book coach, I have helped dozens of women birth their books and live their dreams. And here's what I know to be true. You deserve abundant creativity, a nurturing writing practice, and a supportive community that inspires and uplifts you through the ups and downs of the writing life. I want to help you write and publish your dream books that grow your audience, grow your business, and grow your legacy. On this podcast, you will find behind-the-scenes lessons from my own book writing and publishing journey, interviews with successful published authors, and tips and advice you can start using today to move you forward in your writing life. You don't have to do this alone. Let's get started. Hello, hello, my friends. Coming at you from a beautiful fall day here in California. I hope that you are doing wonderfully wherever you are as you're listening to this. And just thank you again so much for taking the time to listen, for inviting me into your day and into your creative space. And it always just means so much to me to hear from listeners who enjoy the podcast. I always love to hear your questions and ideas for future episodes. You can actually suggest ideas through my Book Breakthrough Facebook community. You can join us for free on Facebook. And every week I have a post where I specifically ask for what you are thinking about, what you're struggling with, what you want to see future episodes on. So come join us over there on Facebook at Book Breakthrough Community and let me know what ideas you have for future episodes, what you want me to dive into. I love having this time with you every week. So just thank you so much for being here. Today, I am celebrating. I'm recording this at the beginning of October, and I recently had just an amazing launch for this current round of my group coaching program, Thriving Authors Academy. It was my biggest launch yet, and also it just felt like easiest. I just felt so in the flow of just ease and trust during this launch. And so I've really been celebrating and just reflecting on some lessons that I learned from this launch and how they relate to business. I know we have a lot of people who listen to this podcast who are entrepreneurs, and also related to book writing and selling your book and just the publishing industry too. So I wanted to share some of these lessons that I have gleaned from this latest successful, huge launch that I had that I'm just so thrilled about, in the hopes that it will, that something will kind of shift inside you or will spur you, you know, to action or help you have a new perspective in whatever you're dreaming about right now, whatever you are working towards, whether that is related to business or book writing or some other dream that you have. A lot of these lessons that really came through clearly for me in this launch, I think are relatable to chasing after our dreams, whatever they may be. So just to give you some context, my program, Thriving Authors Academy, I've been a book coach for many, many years. And been leading this program for a few years now. And I have 2 different times that the program is offered a year. So it's a 6-month small group coaching program. And so it goes, the round I'm currently leading goes from October until April. And then we start up again in April through the next October. And so launching this program always feels like this very exciting time where it's just trying to spread the word about it and let people know about it during these certain times of year before the program starts. So it really is kind of like a I don't know. It makes, in my mind, I picture this like big wave kind of building and then cresting, because we only have certain dates when like it's open for people to register to join the next cohort. It's almost like semester. You can think of a semester when you were in school, you know, joining for the new semester, the class is open for this new semester. And then, you know, we get going in the program. And so then it's not open again until the following round. So one thing that I think I've been trying more and more with every time I launch the program this is a common theme you'll recognize from me, my friends, but this idea of really trying to nurture myself, support myself, you know, so I don't burn out. And I think it's so important too, if you're in a season of pitching your book or querying your novel, I think it's similar to a launch, in that it's this window of time where you're putting yourself out there. You're trying to spread the word about this project in your heart. You're selling yourself, you're selling your work. And I think if we're not really intentional about giving ourselves a lot of space and grace and rest time, it's so easy to just burn out during these intensive kind of launch periods. So that's one thing that I've been doing more and more with every time I have a launch for this program, or when I'm pitching my books or sending out queries, when I'm having a book launch, it is so relevant to that as well, is to really try to build in a lot of margin in my day and blank space to just kind of rest, let myself recharge, and really set those boundaries of when is my work time and then when is my time that I'm away from my computer, my phone is turned off. You know, I think it's easy to slip into this feeling, this kind of frantic feeling of wanting to be on constantly. When we're having a book launch, we feel like we should be 24/7 reaching out to book bloggers and, you know, trying to spread the word about our book. And that just gets exhausting. And then you come at it from this exhausted energy, which is not going to be, you know, magnetizing people towards you. So you really want to think of it as, you know, a marathon, not a sprint. And I think being intentional about setting those times of what you're going to be doing each day, when you're going to be working on this launch, and then when you're going to step away and do some other things and, you know, live the rest of your life. So that was super helpful for me. It can also be helpful to just make a list of some different actions that you can take every day, whether you are launching a program or launching your book or doing your query process. Is this idea of what are some action steps that I can take? And then it's almost like this little menu, this buffet that you can see what you feel like doing that day. So for example, if you're launching a book, or like me, I was launching this round of this program, really wanting to be a little bit more present on social media, be more active. If you subscribe to my newsletter list, you'd probably noticed I was sending out a few more emails than normal. So on my list, I had things like writing an email newsletter to my community, going live on Instagram or in my Facebook group, showing up on Instagram stories to talk about my program, emailing, you know, people that I talked to before to see if they were interested in this round. So different actions that I could take. If you're doing a book launch, it might be things like reaching out to book bloggers, making a video about your book that you can post on social media, emailing people to ask if they'll leave a review, pitching a podcast, you know, things like that. So you have kind of this list of actions that you can take. And then a time you set aside, maybe you're going to be doing 30 minutes a day, maybe an hour a day. And then you can go and look at your list and see, okay, today I have my hour of my launching time. What do I feel like doing today? So it kind of gives some flexibility with what sort of mood you're in, the energy that you have. If you're having more of a quiet day, or if you're feeling a little bit sick or something like that, maybe you want to do a quieter task like email that you can just sit in front of your computer and kind of block out some time to do that. If you're having more of a high energy day, maybe you want to go on video or go on social media or do a live or something, you know, that is a little bit more high energy. So for me, that's been helpful to have my list of tasks so I don't sit down every day when I'm in the middle of launch and think, okay, well, what should I be doing today? I have my buffet to choose from. And also I think it's helpful because our brains sometimes like to give us just a real hard time about feeling like we should be doing whatever it is that we're not doing. Does that make sense? So, you know, I could be sending an email to my community and my brain's like, okay, well, but you didn't go live today. So, you know, focusing on what you didn't do. And I think that is where we come to this place of feeling like we need to do all the things every day all at once. And that is such a recipe for burnout. So I like to have my list and I pick one thing that I'm doing each day. And so that helps me. I do my activity. I check it off my list and then I can move on to other things that fill me up, like working on my next book or talking with clients or playing with my daughter or baking something in the kitchen. So it's like, you're still having this momentum where you're moving forward around this launch, but you're not getting so sucked in into feeling like you need to do all the things all the time. So that for me has been really, really helpful in allowing myself the capacity to really show up for my launches, whether it's a program launch or a book launch, just in a very like authentic, energized, excited, full-hearted way. When I'm really present to what I'm doing for the launch, but then I also am so present for other parts of my life that fill me up too. So something else that really shifted for me this launch and that I hope, you know, you can take into your life too, was just the mindset that I had with going into, you know, celebrating and sharing the word about my Thriving Authors Academy. So like I said, I've led this group quite a few times now, and I'm so proud of my ladies who walk through the program with me and just so amazed by the results that they see and just the transformation that occurs, that I really just came to this launch feeling really confident, which you should feel about your books too, when you're launching your book or pitching your book, right? Like you feel you're at a place where you feel confident about your book. Like I'm ready and excited to share this with the world. Maybe you're a little bit nervous too. I think that's totally normal to have both of those emotions, but overall you're feeling just really excited and confident to share this. And also I really felt the most just kind of easeful and like surrendered to the process of what was going to unfold. Instead of trying to control everything, raise your hand, not along with me, if you also sometimes have that urge to want to just control everything, which in the past I would do around sending out my books or launching my program, right? I would have this running list in my head of different, you know, agents who I'd sent my manuscript to, who I was waiting to hear back from. Or I would have this running list in my head of people who I had talked to about my program during a launch, but who weren't sure or like hadn't signed up yet. And I would just be thinking about them all day. Like, well, is this person going to sign up? And what if this person says no? And what if is this agent going to get back to me? And it was like, I would wonder like, well, should I send them a follow-up email? Is there something that I could do or that I should be doing to like convince them, right? To convince this agent that they should sign me as their client. Maybe I phrased that sentence a little bit wrong, or do you know what I mean? Just really trying to kind of nitpicking and control my part of the relationship, which was not helpful. One, and when we're trying so hard to control the outcome, it's sort of like we're putting our power into the hands and the decisions of these other people. When really, when we come at a launch or pitching our book, launching a program, when we come to that from this place of confidence in what we're offering, we really can just really sink into this knowing, you know, deep inside of us that the right people will come to us at the right time. So with this launch, more than ever, I just had this deep feeling that like the right women would join this program when it was the right time for them. I just had this feeling of just clarity around that, which was so freeing. And it was like, I picture this clenched fist of trying to control. And it was like just opening up my hands and saying, here is what I have to offer. And I just trust and believe that the right people we're going to be connected at the right time. And I don't have to do, and nothing I can say or do will like convince them to join or will change their mind. It's more about just me being myself, being authentic, expressing this is what I have to offer. And if it's right for them, and if it's the right time for them, and if it resonates with their heart, then they will come be part of it. And so it's similar to just you really working on your mindset and just knowing that the right editor or agent for you, the right reader for your book, they will find you. They will find your book at the right time. And on the flip side, when someone gets back to you with a no, it doesn't mean anything is wrong or lacking with you, right? It just means that it wasn't the right person or it wasn't the right time. It wasn't quite what they were looking for. And so that's just making space for the people who are the right fit, right? And so this time too, if I had someone who told me, you know what, it's just not the right time for me right now. Your program sounds amazing, but I just don't think it's the right time for me. Which, as you will know, I believe I'm such a big believer in timing. Those of you who have been with me for a while know I've talked about this before. And I do feel like there's never the exact perfect right time to write your book. But I do think that we all know best inside of ourselves with our intuition when the timing is right. And so I just felt this like sense of peace and calm that they would come back when it is the right time for them, if it is, you know, the program that would be best serving them. And so same with editors and agents, or same with readers of your book. I've been at book events before where I'm like at a table, you know, selling my book, and maybe someone walks up and they pick up my book and they kind of look at it and ask me some questions about it. And then maybe they choose to put it back down and kind of walk away and keep browsing. And I used to feel so, that was really hard for me. Like I wanted them to buy my book right then, but you know what? They might be thinking about my book still. They might remember the cover. They might buy it 3 days from now, or 3 weeks from now, or like a month from now. They might recommend it to a friend or something like that. So you never, I think when we try to control the timing so much, it really just depletes us, depletes our energy. And like I said, it's putting our power in someone else's hands, as opposed to just really trusting that, you know, you're putting this out there. It's like you're putting a message inside of a bottle and you're sending it out to sea. You're watching it go into the waves, and you just have no idea who it's going to find, who it's going to touch. And so it's like if you try to restrict yourself with everything that you can control, you're really limiting yourself to this amazing possibility of what could happen if you just kind of trust and release. So I have women in my program from all over the world. I never imagined when I started this program that it would be such this international group of women. And, you know, I just think some of these ladies, I'm like, how did you find me? And they're like, I don't quite know. You know, we just connected somehow. And I just think there's such beauty and magic in that, and really trusting in that and releasing that. Similarly, every single one of these ladies, I am just so dang excited to work with. Each of these people feel like just my ideal clients for me to be able to help through this program. And already the group dynamic with us all coming together for these coaching calls, it's just been so beautiful and just so magical. It feels like we've known each other for a long time, even though the program has just started. And so I think that kind of just related to that trusting and that surrendering, it's just really opening up for the right people, you know, to find you. And similarly with, if you're looking for an agent, if you're looking for a publisher, if you're looking for beta readers, you know, I think that you should that should be your bar that you have. That should be your standard, right? You're looking for someone who you're so excited to work with, who just feels like such a great fit. I talked to a lot of authors who are looking for agents, looking for publishers. And I think we can get into this scarcity mindset of like, oh, I need this person more than they need me. But remember, agents and publishers are always looking for books. Like, they need you too. And you want to be in relationship with someone that feels like a true partnership and that you are so excited to work with them. And it feels like just this very special bond. You can trust them. You can communicate with them. You know, I think when I look back at my professional, you know, career trajectory and some of my relationships with agents or publishers, I think I sometimes didn't give myself enough credit. And I this would be a whole other podcast episode, but just that I sort of settled with okay, instead of really, you know, setting my standard high of like, no, I really want someone that feels like this ideal partner to work with me on my books and my career and to, you know, be really championing me. So just knowing that that's something that you deserve that. And kind of setting that as your standard. Oh, so, okay, let's see. I'm looking at my list here of my lessons. Another lesson that really came through with this launch is that you never know who is watching you and following you and listening to you, who is reading your book. We have talked and we will talk about the importance of book reviews and people sharing about your book on social media and your street team and all of those things. But for all the people who you do know about, who are tagging you and texting you about how much they love your book and reviewing your podcast, things like that, there are lots of other people who are really taking in your information, who are loving your book, who are transformed by your content, who just are following you and listening to you, who you don't even know that they're out there. You don't even know that they're there listening. You know, you could have, for example, maybe an email list, you know, an emails that you send out, and it can feel like cricket sometimes, like you're sending out these emails and no one's really responding. Maybe you post about your book on social media and you don't really get any comments. And I think it can be very disheartening for us sometimes, where we feel almost like, well, what's the point? Nobody's even reading my stuff. But actually, that's not true. That's just a lie that your brain is telling you. There are so many people. I think about my own habits. I have newsletters that I love to read that I will sometimes respond. I try to make it a habit of responding and telling the person, I love this, you know, thank you. But sometimes life gets busy and I'm scrolling on my phone while waiting to pick up my daughter in the parking lot and I don't respond, right? But I do read it and take it in and really enjoy it. Same with podcasts that I listen to, books that I read. I'm trying to get better and better about always going on Goodreads and leaving a review for books that I love. But sometimes life gets busy and I don't, right? And so I think just thinking about your own habits too, like you have people who have really influenced you, who inspire you, who their work matters a lot to you, and they might not have any idea. So I guess my lesson here is to reach out and let them know, because they might feel crickets, like nobody's really listening. But also just when it applies to your own content, your own books, your own launches, just really, really having that knowledge of I am showing up and I'm giving value from my heart. And it's going to reach people, and you never know what it might lead to, right? So I had people who signed up for this round of Thriving Authors Academy who have been following me for months and months and taking part in my free challenges and listening to this podcast. And just it really affirmed for me the beauty of showing up and serving people from your heart and trying to spread your light and spread your stories and your knowledge and your wisdom and just, you know, trusting that it is reaching people. It's not all about the numbers, right? It's not all about just like the number of followers or our numbers of our book sales or our Amazon rankings or, things like that. But it's going to reach people when you're showing up in an authentic way from your heart. And similar to that metaphor of the message in a bottle, like you just have no idea what ripples it's going to create or how that might circle back around to you in the future. I've shared before that I've had books that have been out in the world for a long time. And I'll hear from someone who, you know, just read that book recently and just loved it and was totally transported and transformed. It's our books and our content and our ideas and our creativity, they don't have a shelf life, right? They don't expire. We put them out there and there's no time limit on when they're going to reach people and just the effect they're going to have on people's lives, which I think is so, for me, it's so empowering and it kind of relieves some of that pressure. So even like I was talking about earlier with this launch, how I launched Thriving Authors Academy in two separate times during the year, there still is this freedom of, okay, this is a current launch. There might be someone that sees some of my content and they're not ready to join this time, but maybe next time, or maybe a year from now or 2 years from now will be the right time for them. So again, just kind of letting go of some of that pressure with timing or with control. Something else that really came up for me with this launch is around goal setting that I wanted to share with you. Are you a big goal setter? Let me know. Share with me on social media or send me an email. Let me know how you feel about goals. Do you set goals for yourself? What type of goals work best for you? We set goals as part of Thriving Authors Academy. I like to call them intentions sometimes too, thinking about like just with intention, what do you want to focus on this week? What do you want to work on? So we set intentions or goals every single week in the program. And we also kind of zoom out at the very beginning and set our intentions for 3 months, then for the 6 month program. I think goals can be extremely helpful with just motivating us and helping us focus, but also we don't want them to be too big that they're overwhelming. So one interesting thing for me with this launch is that I didn't quite hit my stretch goal for both enrollment, the number of people, and the income coming in from the launch. But I did hit my big stretch goal from the last launch. So this idea of setting goals high enough that it really pushes you, farther than you would go otherwise, but also celebrating, thinking about what your stretch goals were for last time, last time around, and thinking, maybe this time I hit that goal that used to seem kind of impossible, or like this, you know, really like it would really be a stretch. So I think like really celebrating getting better and better every time that you do it. So with writing a book, you know, it might be that you have a big goal about the number of pre-orders that you want, or book reviewers that you want to read your book, or awards that you want your book to win. And maybe you don't quite hit that stretch goal that you made, but maybe you will for your next book, right? And I think if you set the goal too low, if we hit our goals too easily, it isn't quite reaching our potential because we're not really stretching and pushing ourselves to grow beyond what maybe we feel like is even possible for us in this season. And sometimes too, if we set goals that are like too small, I think it's sort of, or too easy for us to hit, it's almost like not giving ourselves enough credit to surprise ourselves too, right? So if you think, oh, I'm not going to set a goal for my book to win a book award because I don't think I could ever actually do that. You know, is my book good enough to win an award? It just brings up all of these internal, you know, fears and doubts and like limiting beliefs that if you set the goal of like, I'm going to try to, you know, apply for 5 book awards with the goal of my book winning one of those, it's already just immediately the energy is shifting where you are, you know, you're stepping into that belief that your book is an award-winning book. You are an award-winning author, right? You're worthy of going after that desire, that dream. So for me, just this whole idea around goal setting and sort of striving for kind of that next level and celebrating that even if I don't hit it this time, I'm coming after it the next time. Like I'm still so much farther than I would be if I had set a smaller goal that was easier for me to hit. Something else here that clients often do in the program, as I said, is we set goals every week with our writing or with our publishing journey, marketing journey around our books, is this framework of good, better, best goals. Wanted to share that with you in case this is helpful for you as you're thinking about your goals or intentions. You might have heard of this before, but so it's kind of breaking down a goal with different levels. So it'd be like a good goal, a better goal, and then like this best goal that would just be, oh my gosh, so amazing. So if you're looking at, for example, your writing time for the week, you know, maybe a good goal would be, I want to write 3 times this week for half an hour each time. Maybe a little better goal, like if you kind of reach that next level, would be, okay, I want to write 5 times a week for 30 minutes each time. And then maybe that best goal would be, I want to write every single day for 30 minutes, right? So even if you just hit your good goal, that's amazing. Like you hit that goal. And if you hadn't set that goal, you probably wouldn't have even achieved that. But then it's also kind of gives you those next levels to strive for with a better and the best. And so that can also be helpful when you're thinking about goals and kind of framing that. Also, something that came up for me in this launch, just as a lesson, is don't give up. Don't give up. So if you're listening to this, if you're planning to launch a program in your business, if you're planning to launch your book, if you're thinking about sending out your work to agents and editors, just really, I really, really want you to hear this. Just this message of perseverance is so, so important, and really just not giving up and keeping the faith and keeping your mindset strong, right? Keeping that confidence and that high energy up through the end. So for me, nearly half of the people who signed up for this round of Thriving Authors Academy didn't register, didn't commit until the final week of the cart being open. And a lot of those people join on the very last day. So for me, just being like having that strong mindset of the doors are open. Like if you want to join us, come and join us, but also giving people that time and space to make a decision. Right. So like not having that energy of control or fear or scarcity, but instead just like, I'm showing up full-heartedly. I'm not giving up. We are still open here. If you want to come, like, please come and join us. So it's same with agents or editors, right? I think it's good to keep track of when you send out your queries or your pitches so you can follow up if it's been, you know, months and months and you haven't heard anything. But if it's like you're continually just refreshing your email, wanting to hear from them, you know, you're following up with them all the time, like that's just not a good energy to be in. You want to give them time and space to make a decision while still having that strong mindset, that confidence in your work and in your book, and just that perseverance of, well, I'm not going to give up, right? If they're a no, I'm going to keep moving forward to the next person. And same with a book launch too. We've talked before, if you missed my earlier episodes, when I was launching my latest book, How to Make Paper When the World is Ending, we had some episodes about book launch. And a lot of that is really not giving up, like keeping that strong mindset through that marathon of launching a book. And just knowing that publication day is a big day of when your book is officially out in the world, but it doesn't end there. Right? It keeps going. Like you still can continue to sell your book and spread the word about your book and have opportunities and doors open. And so just not giving up. I had a good friend the other day who was in the middle of her kind of pre-order campaign for her book, and she was checking her numbers and they were less than she was hoping that they would be. And she was kind of discouraged about it. But she didn't give up, and it ended up being a super successful book launch for her. I think often people do buy at the last minute, whether it's buying a book right before it comes out or on the day it comes out or signing up for a program like my Thriving Authors Academy, you know, the last few days or hours that cart is open. And so I think just really having that trust and that confidence and keeping that faith, you know, through the very end. My final lesson is just that the more that I do this, the easier it gets. and the better that I get at it and the more confident that I get. So whether it's writing, whether it's book launching, whether it's something else with entrepreneurship or another dream that you have, like just knowing the more and more that you do it, the easier it's going to feel and you're just going to get better and better. Even if it feels uncomfortable right now, just really trying to, you know, nurture yourself to keep going through that discomfort and just knowing that it does get easier and you do get better with practice. One of my clients has a beautiful mantra that practice makes progress, right? So it doesn't have to make perfect, but it just makes progress as we continue moving forward. So I hope that some of these lessons resonated with you. I would love to hear what comes up for you around this and you know, what you're taking away with whatever dream you're working on right now. And I'd love to hear about that too. If you want to share with me, what is a big goal that you have? What is the dream that you are going after right now? So I can just cheer you on and send you that positive energy. And just thank you so much for celebrating with me this big launch that I had. And for me, just the overall joy is getting to work with all of these amazing ladies at birthing their books. It's such an honor. And I just, not something that I take lightly. It means so much to me. Anytime that someone decides to welcome me into their creative practice. And that includes you, dear listener, welcoming me into your creative practice through listening to this podcast. It really means a lot to me. And is something that I just treasure and treat with so much respect and honor. So thank you so much for being here. And I hope that you have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your day. Thanks for spending time with me today. Please hit that subscribe button so you'll never miss an episode. And I would love for you to join me in my free Facebook group. It's called Book Breakthrough Community, and it's full of other heart-centered writers sharing resources and supporting each other. We discuss the podcast episodes, I regularly go live with free challenges, and you may even meet your new writing partner to swap pages with. Join us on Facebook at Book Breakthrough Community, and you can always reach out to me personally at Dallas Woodburn Author on Facebook and Instagram. I would love to hear your thoughts on the podcast and your ideas for new episodes. Until next time, happy writing.